Finally, you're here. Alone. Sorry. Sorry, didn't mean to frighten you. I also didn't expect you to spook so easily. What keeps you here so late? Oh, yeah. Your dad, he's a stickler for that kind of thing. Has to make sure everything is as it should be. Especially when we've got so many plans set in motion already, and we wouldn't want anything to get in the way of what's promising to be a very rewarding endeavor. No, the others are out with your father, preparing, and he asked me to stay, to keep an eye on you. You never really know what could happen, leaving someone so delicate by herself in a place like this. No, it's fine. More than fine. I offered, actually. He was eager to oblige, of course, and knowing my particular fondness of you. Do you feel it? My gaze lingering on you? Yes, well, I don't suppose I've been hiding it very well. You, for so long, you've been coming around here, helping your father. Oh, I've been waiting to rise in his ranks, to gain his trust. So that one day, I'd be able to be here with you, alone. Oh, you seem tense. Do I make you nervous? You know, you and your father have the same tell when you're, well, let's just say, hiding the truth. No, no, no. If I tell you what it is, you'll stop doing it. And I like being able to reach you. I've spent a long time watching you. You notice. And how did it make you feel? Excited. Good. Good, I like that. I feel it too. I always have when it comes to you. This tension between us. And at first it was forbidden, you know, your father would, well, let's just say I know what he does to men who get on his bad side. And you were off limits. Anyone who looked at you with even a hint of, you know what he's like, your father. He's protective. And there's a reason why you sneak around with anyone brave enough to take their chance with you. So I've waited, watched, and waited for the right moment. When I gained his trust, that's when he allowed me to be alone here with you. It wasn't easy, you know. The things I had to do to get here, to this moment, alone with you. The Corelli job, dealing with the Peckhams, assisting him in getting rid of that little problem he had down at the docks. I had to be patient, bide my time, not make it too obvious. He'd know what I was trying to do. Why exactly I wanted to be in his good graces. No, it wasn't easy. I did things, a lot of things, to make sure he trusted me enough to be alone with you. But you were worth the wait. And now we're here. I never noticed it before, but you have a little line of freckles right here, right on your collarbone. It's cute. I wonder how many more things I'll discover. Now that I can get close to you. Tell me about this feeling. What you're feeling now. The excitement, where do you feel it? Is it here? Or maybe here? You smell so good. And your hair. So soft. Do you feel your heart speeding up a little? With your back against the wall, and me standing so close? Does it make you even more excited as I move your hair out of your face and cup your chin in my hand? When you look into my eyes, can you see how much I've desired you? How long I've waited for you? I've seen you. You know, with the others, with those pathetic playthings that fawn all over you. Your father, he knows about them. Yeah, even with all your sneaking around. He knows. And he's worried about them. I am not. No, I keep telling him. They won't hold your attention long. Each one, over a span of years, has been a game for you, hasn't it? Yeah, I've watched you for a long time now. It's actually kind of amusing. You like when they drool over you. When they open car doors and treat you so well. Take you out to dinners, the movies, offer you their coat in the rain, and you like it, but you don't love it. No. What you want is someone like me, isn't it? Someone who won't just tell you how much they desire you, but they will show you. Someone who gives you that thrill to fill that void in your pretty little life. But most importantly, someone who can make you scream in ways you've only ever read about in those naughty little books I know you like. Well, you know I can do that, don't you? By the way your breath is trembling. The way you're looking up at me with those needy eyes. I can tell that you know. I'm the answer to all those things. Aren't I? Tell me. Tell me you want it. And it's yours. Anything is yours. Go on. Go on. Let me hear it. Let me hear how badly you want this. How badly you want me. You're gonna have to do better than that, princess. Here, look at me. You wanna feel a real man? Feel me. As I show you what you've been missing while fooling around with all those sad little flings. That's what you want, isn't it? Say it. Beg for it. And I'll give it to you. I'll give you everything. Oh, God, that sounds incredible. Again, say it again. Huh. That wasn't too hard, was it? Oh, come here. Oh, come here. I've wanted you for so long. To feel your warm, soft skin. To hear you making those noises I know you like to make. The ones you probably fake with all the others. To make them real. Just for me. Take this off. Yeah. Hurry. We don't have long. Just because your father trusts me to watch over you doesn't mean he would approve of this. No, no, we're gonna have to keep this our little secret. That is, if you can. And I know how much you like running that pretty little mouth of yours. So get down. Yeah. Kneel. Like that.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.